I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says a last-minute crisis with Hamas is holding up approval of the long-awaited ceasefire agreement announced Wednesday. The Israeli cabinet was set to ratify the deal Thursday, but Netanyahu's office is accusing Hamas of renegating on parts of the agreement. His office did not elaborate. Two senior Hamas leaders on Thursday rejected those allegations, one official telling Agence France-Presse News, quote, "There is no basis to Netanyahu's claims," unquote. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since the deal was announced, according to Gaza health officials. Saeed Alush is a Gazan who lost his relatives in overnight strikes. "Suddenly their joy turned to sadness. The whole area's joy turned to sadness, as if an earthquake struck." Palestinians in Gaza reported heavy Israeli bombardment overnight as people were celebrating the ceasefire deal. South Korea's arrested President Yoon Suk-yeol did not attend a second day of questioning by investigators on Thursday, further stonewalling a criminal probe into whether he committed insurrection with his effort to impose martial law last month. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more on the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested.
President Yoon Suk-yeol exercised his right to remain silent as he faced more than 10 hours of questioning Wednesday at the headquarters of the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials. This follows a massive law enforcement operation to detain him at his official residence in Seoul. Investigators are expected to move to place him under arrest in the coming days. The anti-corruption agency, which is leading a joint investigation with the police and military over whether Yoon's martial law declaration amounted to attempted rebellion, has 48 hours either to request a court order for his formal arrest or release him. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.